Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host and producer, bringing to you programs that are designed to build us up as individuals, as family, as community, whether that be local community, church community, you name it, to build us up. Family, maybe the entire household has just been devastated by something that a family member has done. Maybe the marriage has been wrecked by something that one of the spouses has done or both of the spouses have done. And I want to share with you again that we need to move away from this notion that it takes two to tango. It definitely takes two to T-A-N-G-O to dance together. But when it comes to T-A-N-G-L-I-N-G, tangling, it only takes one person. It only takes one bully to wrap himself up with someone else who had no interest whatsoever in fighting. It only takes one bully to start throwing punches at someone who never wanted to fight her. Yeah, it takes two to T-A-N-G-O. It only takes one to T-A-N-G-L-E. And therefore, it only takes one to wreck a marriage. It takes two to build a marriage and make it beautiful. It only takes one to wreck a marriage and make it a nightmare. How about a business partnership? Yeah, business partnership. And both of you consider the business to be your baby. And you put so much into it. You put so much into that business. Starting it, growing it, further developing it. And something happens, something goes wrong. One of the business partners decides to start doing some shady things without letting the other business partner know about it. And those shady tactics begin to take a toll on the business because the business begins to lose money, becomes less and less profitable until finally the business is just failing. And the relationship between the two business partners is just messed up. Relationships of all kinds, relationships between parents and children can be wrecked, or parent and child. Relationship between husband and wife can just be devastated. Relationship between close friends can really be tried. And on it goes. If it's a relationship. And here's the thing. When the relationship is messed up, wrecked, I won't say necessarily forever destroyed, although that can be the case. It doesn't have to be the case. And that's why I'm just saying wrecked, because even a car that has been wrecked can be revived. It can really be brought back so that it runs well in addition to looking good. Yes, looks good and runs well. Maybe just as well after the work has been done as it was running before it was wrecked. We have so much. And there's so much that goes into relationships, building them. And that's why I say one person can't do it alone. Even if you're talking about what may become a friendship, at some point, both people will have to participate in the building of that friendship. It only takes one. Even if that friendship was strong for years, it only takes one to tear it apart. Whether it's through neglect, person takes on other interests, and the person they were once close to doesn't want to follow and share those same interests because they seem to be self-destructive. And so they don't have a knockdown drag out, but they just grow further and further apart. Because one wants to pursue self-destructive activities, the other doesn't want to go that route. And they never get into an argument about it. They just amicably part ways. Not that they will never, ever come together again, because they can come together again. But, as you can imagine, there would need to be some changes on someone's part. Maybe someone just becomes a little too withdrawn, too introverted, and doesn't reach out the way he or she once did. That needs to change. So many ways that relationships can be wrecked. Isn't it interesting that there aren't a million and one ways to begin to establish a beautiful relationship, although it can be done. It's just a matter, usually, you know, for the most part, of the people deciding, hey, you know what? I really like hanging around you. And the other person's thinking the same thing. I like hanging around you. They laugh with each other. They talk with each other. They share with each other. They bond with each other. And that's essentially what happens whenever a relationship is established and built up. But when it comes to tearing one apart, it can happen because one or both people get involved in drugs. One of them decides that they're going to lay down with the other friend's spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend. One of them decides that, hey, you know, this person is just too boring for me now. They're too square. They don't want to do the kinds of things that I want to do. You know, stuff gets wild and I want to walk on the wild side every now and then. In fact, fairly often. And this person don't want to walk on the wild side, so just not much for us to talk about anymore. Just not much more reason. Not much reason for us to keep hanging out with each other. Just different reasons that people's relationships can fall apart, be wrecked. And here's the thing. The beauty of it is very, very often, even when the relationship has been damaged badly, it can be revived. And that's what my focus is right now, the revival of our relationships that once were beautiful, but then were wrecked. Like that car that meant so much to you. Beautiful car. You had it washed once a month, twice a month. Once it was old enough to need a wax job, about three times a year, you'd have it waxed. That car was just beautiful. It drove well. It rode well. You liked the stereo system in it. You really liked the features that came with this car. You liked this car. And then one day, 3 years after you had bought the car and you're still enjoying it, still being appreciative towards God, towards blessing you to have the car, somebody decides that they're going to continue to violate the law by reading text messages while driving, while the car is in motion. And so they were looking down at their smartphone before they realized you were anywhere around. And the next thing they know, they drop the smartphone on the floorboard of their car when they crashed into yours, broadsiding you. They didn't total your car, but they sure messed it up. They messed it up. And so now you have a decision to make. If the experts say the car is not totaled, you need to decide who you're going to take it to have that car made as much like new as possible. And you know you're going to want them to have that car looking just as beautiful as it was before the wreck. And you're going to want that car to be driving just as quietly and just as smoothly as it was driving before the wreck. When a relationship is wrecked, you want to decide, okay, this relationship is salvageable. It can be revived. Who are we going to go to help put us back together again? Who can help us come out at the other end of this flowing together as well as or better than before the wreck occurred? And sometimes the renewal work needs to take you beyond where you were in the beginning. Because let's face it, one of the reasons that so many relationships get wrecked is because at least one person in that relationship never had a commitment to that relationship. They were enjoying the laughter. They were enjoying the feeling that they got out of the relationship, but they were never truly committed to the other person. And to the extent that you are not committed to the other person with whom you share the relationship, you're not committed to the relationship. So sometimes, especially in some marriages, the repair work really has to go beyond when the obvious signs of wreckage had taken place. Because for some people, the wreckage actually started while you were at the altar, exchanging vows, because of the attitude, the mindset that one or both partners took to the altar when they were getting married, when they were undergoing the wedding ceremony. Sometimes one of those people, one partner went to the altar totally committed to being committed to the other person and therefore to the relationship, while the other person had their hearts and minds made up. They were not going to be committed to that other person, and therefore they would not be committed to the marriage. They were already in the process of wrecking that marriage before the two of them even walked away from the altar. Before they said, "I do," the person who had committed to not being committed was already wrecking the marriage. There is no neutral ground there. Either you are committed or you are not. If you are committed, you're helping to build. If you are not committed, you're tearing down. It may be a while before it becomes obvious that you were tearing down from the very beginning, but you were tearing down from the very beginning. The question remains, can this relationship be salvaged? Can it be revived? Can we come out at the other end of this repair work, this therapeutic work, this counseling work, this couples work, in a much better place than we were in before? In fact, not only much better, but in a good place. You want to get to a point where you not only look good to people who are on the outside looking in, only seeing what they can see, but you want the marriage to truly be good. It's like you want that car to truly be in good shape. And you can tell by the way it drives, by the way it sounds when you're driving. You want that marriage to finally really be good. As observed by, as evidenced by, how quickly and easily the two of you resolve issues, differences when they come up, and as evidenced by the fact that issues and differences don't come up as frequently as they once did, as also evidenced inwardly by the fact that it is now clear to the person who messed things up that they are committed now to the other person, as well as the other person being committed to them, so that now finally they are both committed to the relationship, in this case, to the marriage. But whether it is a marriage, whether it is a friendship, whether it is a parent-child relationship, a co-worker relationship, a supervisor-employee relationship, whatever it is, what if it's a relationship that is broken down because of faithlessness on the part of someone at the church who pretends to be a loyal friend, pretends to love while they know that they spend much time trying to harm that particular person. And there may be others working along with him or her trying to harm this person who has not provoked any of them, but because of evil in their hearts, they work hard to bring harm to that person and maybe to their family. Can we get to the point where we finally say, hey, you know what? I've known all the time, all along, that this was wrong. I've got to change. I've got to do better. I've got to do well.
I want a heart that forgives, a heart full of love, one with compassion just like yours above, one that overcomes evil with goodness and love, like it never happened, never holding a grudge. I want a heart that forgives, that lives and lets live, one that keeps loving over and over again, one that men can offend because your word is within, one that loves without price like you, Lord Jesus.